We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're talking AR-10s, AR-15s. Now, the rifle you're getting for Tim, he's our sponsor, Tri-County Roofing, the segment.
Yeah.
Fantastic folks. They do great work for roofing, for commercial, for residential.
Yeah.
The flat pitch, they specialize in doing those rubber roofs or PVC or whatever it is.
Whatever it is keeps the water out. That's the important part.
Really? Yeah, good stuff.
Sheds it away from your building, you know, and gets it, you know, keeps your building dry. Tri-County Roofing's excellent at this and specializing in those flat and low pitch roofs for sure. And we appreciate them. I know I do. All the rain, every time it rains, I hear the water hitting my skylights because I got a couple of real nice Velux skylights he put in for me.
Yeah.
And I look around, I'm like, it's so nice to know that it was done right.
Yeah.
You know? When we bought the house, it wasn't done right and we had problems. And he came in and fixed it all up for
us. I was talking to him last week, end of the week, and we were talking about all kinds of stuff. But he brought up these new coatings.
Yeah.
Extend the life of your roof.
Right.
You know, and it's a mixed bag. You gotta be careful. If you've lost too much of the grain.
Of the grains that are protecting your asphalt shingles. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. It's not going to help you. You're going to end up spending it. You're going to still need it. Because he'd go in, he said he looked at a roof, he'll tell you. He'll go, you got two more years on this roof.
Right, right.
And but if you try to extend it at this point, when you've got 2 years left, you're probably still going to need a roof in two or three years,
yeah.
But you'll also have spent, you know, not as much as a roof, but a lot more money on the coating. So
a lot of times there's little tricks in the trade out there, and there's always somebody wanting to sell you something, you know, something newfangled and new, and, you know, oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. What I like about working with Tim at Tri-County is down to earth, common sense, and points you in the right direction. You know, if it was my building, this is what I'll do. That's exactly what he'd tell you. And company's been around for a long time, since 1971, and doing excellent work. I drive by, probably on the way here, I drive by 40 or 50 buildings that they've done.
Yeah.
And I know they're all in good shape. So Tri-County Roofing, you can always link to them right on my website, thegss.com. Just go on the side there, look down, you'll see Tri-County Roofing and the sponsors. Or you can give them a call at 810-732-7740. And here it is May. So it is, today's May 2nd, and we are in the heart of roofing season. They are busy, busy, busy.
Yep.
I know I get his voicemail when I call him now, so I know he's busy.
Yeah.
So he gives me a call like 9 o'clock at night now and sends me messages or notes. And you were asking about a rifle that we're doing for him. He's been wanting an old classic rifle, and boy, I found an old 1942 Winchester for him, and I've been having it restored for months now, and by a guy that just does outstanding work on Winchesters, my buddy Chris Chappell, and he's restored this Winchester to just beautiful, beautiful gun that it is. And it was truly abused when we got it. It looked so bad that Tim looked at it and said, "Eek, I don't." That looks terrible. What are you going to do, paint it? And I'm like, no, we're going to restore it. And
Woodstock?
Oh, yeah, woodstock, beautiful. And the metal looked horrible when we got it.
I mean, pitted.
Pitted and scratched, and somebody had taken like probably 100 or 80 grit sandpaper, tried to sand the rust off it.
Mm.
And I had my doubts, too, because I thought about having it Cerakoted, having it smoothed off and then Cerakoted. But Chris, my buddy Chris, is I'm going to have him on the show soon. He's really good at restoring these old Winchesters. He says, you don't want to do that. That's a 1942 Winchester. You know, it's even the way they print Winchester in the tang, which is where your hand goes on a lever action gun. It's just beautiful the way they do the work. And the wood didn't look great, but we could see the grains. You look at it at different angles, say, oh, it's a good Winchester stock. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
And you know, it's 84 years old already. Yeah. So number six in my head, it's the same age as my father-in-law. So I'm like, I should have gave that one to him, but he doesn't want another rifle.
No.
You know, so he's all done with rifles. So
but Tim, he'll really appreciate
it. He's a baby in the rifle world. Yeah. He's just getting started. So looking forward to seeing his eyes light up when we get it in his hands here pretty soon. So it's almost done. So that's exciting, but, and he enjoys what we're talking about here too, because he's just starting to dabble in some of these black rifles.
Synthetic stocks, they're lightweight.
Exactly. AR-10s and AR-15s is what we're talking about today. And a simple way to compare and contrast is the size of the ammo. Okay, so the difference is the size of the ammo. AR-15s, your ammo stays 2.27 inches long. Okay, so it's not very long. It's a smaller round, smaller magazine, and it's all based around the size of that receiver that has the serial number on it as to how big the ammo can be in it. So you have the 223 shell is only so long, and it'll fit right into that magazine that is 2.27 inches long on the inside, roughly. And that's how it works. It's just a little bit longer than that. There's always a little bit of breathing room in there for the shells and the ammunition to move without jamming so that they feed properly. Now, so the AR-15s, so what they do is they develop this ammunition to be that length or shorter so that it can be used in that gun. And then they make magazines and uppers that can even shorten it down to put like little 9mm and 22 long rifles and all this stuff in it. Because a 223, which is your standard AR-15, is the same caliber as a 22 long rifle. It's a 22 caliber gun. And so you can shoot 22 long rifles through that barrel, but you have to have a receiver that handles the
extra length,
the short cartridge.
Oh,
so
shorter.
So in other words, you can, like, we have an adapter. It's an adapter module that goes into the AR-15 and has a special magazine, and we can shoot 22 long rifles right through our AR-15s, which is a lot of fun. It's like it was like $175, but it's like gaining a whole nother rifle. You can squirrel hunt or deer hunt with the same gun, so it's kind of fun. You know, you switch over to your 223s or change the upper and make it into a 450 Bushmaster. But now with that two and a half inch and under length, the AR-15 is handy and light and small. Well, the AR-10 uses larger ones. Now, the magazines for the AR-10s, like the average length of a 308, is 2.8 inches long, and maybe a little bit longer. So the magazines can handle the AR-10 size ammunition. They got a heavier barrel because it's got more boom. It is louder, and it is usually more expensive. The ammo is heavier, but it's worth every penny if you're doing, long range shooting, or you're shooting big game, effective hits on targets at 700 or 800 yards or even 1,000. It's an amazing cartridge. 308 is a kind of how you can get like 14 different models of Chevy trucks. Well, the 308 is like that. It's You can get a 308, and you can get it in subsonic, you can get it in hypersonic, you can get it in neck down to a 7mm. It's called a 7mm odd 8. It's a very, very good cartridge. That's the 260 Remington, which is almost the exact same thing. The 243 Winchester, which is a 6mm caliber. You can do the 6.5 Creedmoor in a AR-10. Now, one of the new cartridges out, very similar to the 338 ARC, which I'm very excited about in the AR-15 platform, is the 8.6 Blackout. Now, the 8.6 Blackout is a powerful, hard-hitting round, specifically designed for the military for suppressed one-shot stopping. And big bullet, hard-hitting, very quiet. And the military's getting smart about this ammunition stuff, guys. They are developing things, and through the development, all the different manufacturers, they're coming up with the proper projectiles to make them do exactly what the military wants them to do. And so to me, the 308 in the AR-10, it fits a lot of my needs, but I have more fun with the AR-15 platform, okay? So there's so many choices to make. So I like them both, but as far as shooting, I end up in the distances I have to shoot, I seem to have more fun with the AR-15 platform. So whatever you choose is what you want to choose, and you stick with it. Try to, what they say, like our good friend Eric from Williams says, cry once, buy the gun you want the first time, and you'll be happy. Everybody always has a little bit of buyer's remorse, but because you're going to find something at a better price, or you know, more options right after you get whatever you get. But if you're wanting to do long range, real accurate shooting, stick with your 308 platform, your AR-10. If you can handle the weight and the cost, but you know, I decided to spend to kind of, for my 308s, I kind of went back to bolt guns just because I'm not shooting multiple times at long range. I'm shooting slow fire at long range. So, you know, I got Remington 700s and stuff that, and Ruger 308s, and I enjoy shooting those so much that I don't know if I'll go back to a 308 and an AR-10. But it's only because I'm starting to get a little more gray hair in my beard than I had in the years past. So now the 308 basically travels, starts off about 2,850 feet per second. And I want to tell you what it'll do. That's why it's so, it's such a good, powerful round. It is preferred for long-range shooting, and so is that 6.5 Creedmoor. They're both designed for long-range shooting. Now, so at 2,850 feet per second at the muzzle is what the 160 grain or 155 grain bullet's going. At 200 yards, it's still hitting at 2,450 feet per second. Here's the amazing part. It's hitting with 2,260 foot-pounds of energy. At 500 yards, it's still going 1,950 feet per second and hitting with almost 1,500 pounds of energy. So that's a lot of stopping power at a long range. So the AR-10s and AR-15s both can be suppressed easy. Lots of choices. Lots of choices for cans, you know, to make them quieter. So an AR-10 with a bipod, extra mags, good optics, a suppressor, you can easily spend, you know, you can keep it under $3,000, but you'll have a very effective medium to long range rifle. And that's if that's what you're looking for, AR-10 might be your way to go. But they are a lot of fun. They are a lot of fun. I look at the pictures and I'm like, oh, I need one of those. Then my left hand smacks my head and says, no, you don't need it. You want it, but you don't need it.
There's a lot of guns that make you say that, though.
And that's very true. I smack myself a lot when I'm in a gun shop.
We'll talk about some more of those when we return.
Yeah, we will.
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back after this.